Senators killed a similar proposal last session, but sponsors made enough changes this year to pass the bill with a 23-9 vote. The proposal would give the State Public Service Commission the last word when it comes to siting wind farms. Senate Energy Committee Chairman Jeff Plaley says that will prevent local governments from making it hard for Wisconsin to meet aggressive renewable energy standards. The Milwaukee Democrat says there's only so much solar power you can generate in Wisconsin.
And there is not a river left in the state at this point that can be dammed to capture hydro. That leaves us with wind.
Unlike last year's plan, this one would force the PSC to consider the health effects of wind turbines. And it would force wind developers to maintain proof that they have enough money to take turbines down should they stop working. But the plan still gives leeway to the PSC to write the rules. And that concerns rural landowners who worry about the strobing shadows turbines cast and the noise they make. Richland Center Republican Senator Dale Schultz was among those who voted against it.
Today is a day that I think many people in Wisconsin are going to feel good about, and many people in Wisconsin are going to feel absolutely terrible about.
The plan heads immediately to the State Assembly, where Democratic leaders have called it one of their top priorities this fall. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.